Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. It has been a crazy week since last week. Things have been a bit hectic. Once again, two public holidays within a 7-day period, and that throws everything out. So to just catch you up quickly from last week, Thursday was a public holiday. I met up with my friend whose birthday was actually on Monday. He turned 30. Happy birthday, you know you are. And we met up for brunch. It was really, really fun. And we had a very good chat. That aside, that was Thursday. Friday was a full working day and everything was chaotic. Just because everyone was in a rush to get things done and it was end of the month and things like that. The weekend came and went. Monday, again, was another public holiday and was actually Workers' Day, which sparked this entire topic of jobs and things like that. And one thing I wanted to just talk aloud about, so to speak, is how COVID has changed the way I do things. So with the job I have now, I work from home. I have my equipment that my boss has given me from a cell phone, specifically for the office. That is separate from my personal cell phone, obviously, to a computer box. I don't have a laptop yet. He's working on it. But I've got my computer, my mouse, my screen, and my box, and I work from home. And I used to travel early days before COVID hit to work, and that was a nightmare. I hated it because I had to get up so early. And now I work from home. I don't have to interact with a lot of other co-workers and stuff, which isn't the end of the world. Like, I do speak to them via email, but never any other way. Maybe at a company Christmas party like I did last year. But furthermore, it's a very isolated job, which I don't mind. But I've become used to working from home that the thought of another job is daunting. Like, I hate having to think of, oh great, I'm now gonna have to fork out petrol money getting to and from work. I have to get up earlier just to get done to go to work and then spend time in traffic coming back. That is not what I want. So it's been eye-opening realizing how blessed, if I can put it that way, I am, because I get to do this podcast, which is literally a labor of love. I've mentioned this several times. I earn zero money from this podcast, but I thoroughly enjoy doing it. And the thought of getting another job is going to take away from this podcast, because immediately I'm just like, ugh, I'm going to be drained when I get home, and then I need to prep for tomorrow, and then tomorrow I need to actually get up early and go to work, and then go to work, and then come back, and then rinse and repeat. And I don't thrive on that thought, let alone anything else, which means my weekends now get cut short because I'm preparing for work on the weekend as well, or doing other things for myself on the weekend, whereas I would spend more time on the podcast. So there are quite a few things that I've come to enjoy about my current job, but I do think I just want to maybe take my podcast to the next level and possibly earn something from it. Not to replace the entire salary that I have. I know that's not going to happen overnight. But I do think I could earn something from it, even if it's just to cover the cost of equipment. Because I did buy a microphone. I have bought a second-hand camera. There are things I have invested in the podcast, and I would like to see something from that come back around. So we'll see how that goes. I did tell myself I want to start posting this to YouTube, maybe include a few vlogs and things. I know from this week, hopefully, my Instagram game is gonna get back there. Everything in its own time and in its own place. But the way we do things and the way we do work these days has been different. COVID has taught us that. Because Traveling into the office was a nightmare, and traveling back home was a nightmare as well. I'd spend 3 hours a day in traffic, two going to work and one coming back from work. So saving me those 3 hours on top of the extra hour or so I would spend getting up, getting dressed, eating, and then leaving for work definitely did make a difference, especially to my mental health. And then COVID hit, and being able to work from home was the biggest blessing, because I had just gotten this job. So the threat of losing it was stressful, and it's been about 3 years. So I'm extremely grateful to have this job, but I do think I need to make a move in another direction, whether it's upping my game with my podcast in order to monetize it and get something out of it, or completely cutting something and just biting the bullet and actually doing the job. Because one of the things I spoke to my friend about was, do the benefits outweigh the cost? Would moving to a different job and getting an increase be worth it, knowing that I would have to actually fork out petrol money to go there? I'd have to up my wardrobe in order to fit into whatever environment I'm going to work in. Are all those things going to be worth it at the end of the day for the increase I'm going to get? Or should I just stay where I am, do what I do, and find something else? And that's one thing I am nervous about going forward, because making a change at any age is nerve-wracking. So this is actually one of the things I enjoy speaking to my siblings about, especially my brother. He's got a lot of wise words here and there. And one of the things I mentioned, and I'm quite sure I mentioned on the podcast a while ago, was that I'm uncomfortably comfortable in my job. And that's a new phrase that I've come to love when it comes to describing things, because it's very impactful. I've become so comfortable in my job that I am uncomfortable with how comfortable I am. So to just break that down, I've become so used to working from home and the benefits of that, I am not even aware of other jobs and the nature of things that happen. For example, my brother works in a big company. There's HR, there's different staff members, there's all these different factions and cliques and things within his job that he needs to adhere to. And if he goes to the office, there needs to be a certain attire. Me, I don't have that. I wear what I want. I do what I want. I'm beholden to no one except my boss. And there are times where I'm not gonna lie, I get a bit aggressive with my boss, because there are things I need and he doesn't provide them. And then I need to be on his neck like, hello, you need to come to the party. And that's fine. But the fact that I'm so out of tune with what goes on in an office is sad and shocking and is not okay. And I need to step up my game, because my brother phrased it beautifully. He said, you aren't aware of what jobs are out there and what they entail. And I'm just like, when you write, you write. Because I don't. I haven't actively been looking for jobs. I haven't been actively applying for jobs. I haven't gone for interviews. I haven't been studying what these jobs entail. And I haven't been researching what it's like to work there. Because if you go work in a corporate environment, you need corporate clothes, you need to be presentable and things like that. And I've upkept certain things, like doing my hair. I paint my own nails. I dyed my hair, as you guys know. I've gotten a haircut with Easter. Like, there are certain things I still do. So I'm not sitting like a troll at home. But there are a lot of things that I'm unaware of. And I do enjoy working in my little bubble. I absolutely love that. So for me, this is something very scary. It's something I am definitely going to work on and try to do for next time. But yeah, that is what I'm doing. And I did say I'm going to do a course on it, but that is next week's episode, because the course is actually very, very interesting and I'm excited to break it down. So yeah, that'll be next week's episode. But this was my little rant. I do like the job I have. I did get an increase. I would like a bit more. Just because things keep increasing in price, and the more I try and budget, the more it just doesn't work out. But yeah, we'll see what happens. That's it for me. I don't think Workers' Day would be complete without the song Work by Rihanna, which I will make the song this week. And I'll do what I usually do and ask you to keep being a better being. And I'm going to include a sound clip of my sister, just because she gave me permission. So here it is. That's just a random saying we always say. And I'll see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.